That was Chris Tomlin with Jesus Loves Me. Indeed, Jesus loves me, not only me, but he also loves you. So we should be saying Jesus loves us. It brings us to exactly 20 minutes after the hour 4. And if you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas, 576 AM. It's the only Catholic radio station in the country that gives you good news and good music for a change. I'm joined in studio by a young lady called Baja. Baja, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father.
And Father Joseph, welcome.
Afternoon.
It's always a pleasure having you in studio, hey? Today we are talking and we're going to be unpacking what we call spiritual partners, spiritual husbands and spiritual wives. Now, Baja, you are a survivor of that, right?
Yes, Father.
Oh my God. Before we even get into that and unpack that, tell me, who are you?
Well, I'm Baja. Mm-hmm. I am 30. I'm an attorney. I'm living in Pretoria. I grew up in Vryheid, studied Nardini, went to Vryheid
High.
Nardini Convent School, the very good school. And I went to Vryheid High, studied University of Pretoria, and that's me in a nutshell.
So you come from a very Catholic family.
Very.
Went to a Catholic convent school.
Very Catholic.
And ended up at the University of Pretoria.
Yes, as
and graduated, and you're now an attorney, and you practice in commercial law, right?
Yes, I do a lot of practice in commercial.
Okay. Now, take us through this journey of you discovering, hey, I've got a spiritual husband, but wait.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, sorry to cut you, Father. But with me, I think it started all when I was 18. The first time it manifested was when I was 18, on my 18th birthday. It manifested in the form of somebody strangling me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to mention that, you know, we had a priest come through, thought I was having like an anxiety attack, went to the doctor, you know, did all the tests, got injected. Couple of months later, two days later, couldn't walk, couldn't talk, went to neurologist, and it's important I add this, I went to neurologist, I went to psychologist, I did the medical tests, I did the full medical work done.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that it was not anything physical.
Yeah.
But because it was not succeeding, then my parents, and I don't put blame to them much, ended up going the consulting route.
A sangoma.
Not just a sangoma, Father. Uh-huh. Like, they went and got a man from Mozambique. Because everybody was like, he's the best, he can throw spirits out. Mm-hmm. We had, I think, if I'm not lying, we consulted with over 8 people, mm-hmm. 8 different spheres. So it was sangomas, nyangas, whatever they are in. I guess he is also a sangoma back in Mozambique.
So you went all the way to Mozambique?
He came to me. He came all the way to South Africa to me because he knew something that we didn't know. Mm-hmm. That these spiritual husbands are actually very powerful beings. Well, not beings, but very powerful spirits. And they take a form of power and they have a form of control over a person.
Okay, now what is a spiritual husband, Father Joseph?
Fundamentally, it's an impure spirit. And if you look around Johannesburg, have you seen all of these notices on the wall? Bring back your long lost lover.
Yes, yes. Now, we actually get those things at the traffic lights, by the way.
That's right. Now, they're on every post. And I'm not sure if you know how these things work. Basically, a man who desires a woman, let's say desires Baja, she's not interested in him, he will go to a medium and he'll say, I'm very interested in this woman. And the medium will say to the young man, bring me something personal. The more personal, the better. Bring me an item of intimate item of clothing. Bring something personal like hair.
Or underwear.
Underwear, anything like that. Bring it back to me. Using that as a medium, he is connected immediately with the woman. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that I don't know if the medium is aware that he's using impure spirits, but they are sent to the woman, usually at night time, in dreams through a sexual dream. In other words, it will be a very, very vivid, many times a woman wakes up with her underclothing is wet, and she can be very, very embarrassed by it. So it's basically an impure spirit.
What does the spirit do? Because we're calling it a husband here. Yeah. So, Baja, what did it do to you? Tell us.
With me, I'd wake up at night or in the morning, and just like Father explained, you know, you'd find yourself wet.
Yeah.
Some people call it wet dreams.
Yes.
But because I've been raped, I know what penetration feels like. So with me, it would penetrate, and I would wake up wet. I'd be bruised either on my thighs, my arms. So it was more of a sexual encounter, and it
like
would take
spiritual rape.
Yeah, like not even. It sounds like a spiritual rape, but it is an actual rape because you'd wake up. It would take the form of a person you know, like an ex-boyfriend. So it disguises itself as a person who you know. It won't come in its ugly form. It will come in a beautiful form and an enticing form, and it will have sex with you. So you feel like you're having sex, but you wake up and you're thinking, am I imagining this thing? But you actually have had sex with something. And the reason I also know it to be true is because, I mean, I've explained to Father, like, I've had many sexual partners, by choice or not, but I've never fallen pregnant. So, one, it's made me partially impotent. However, gynecologically, I'm perfectly fine. And now no relationship works. I can get into a serious relationship and it falls apart. And, I mean, I've been raped 3 times. So the spirit, like, it has a tendency of desiring. It's got a sexual desire to it. There has to always be a need to draw sex to the person.
Wow. Father Joseph?
Yeah. Just to finish and carry on where Baja's left off. The idea is that when the woman experiences this, and it's a kind of a wow sex, that... She,
so it's like amazing, great sex.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
She will wake up and say, as she mentioned, there's a face there, placed there by the demon.
Yeah.
But it's basically a demon. She will then dial that guy, and that's how the long-lost lover comes back in 3 hours.
So in Badger's case, was it somebody at some point, somebody that you had said, no, I'm not interested, or somebody that you had said, look, you're not my type, or you had dated and you're like, get out of here. What, in your case, take us through your journey.
With me, Father, I'm one of those people, I'd rather not know. Because knowledge sometimes is probably more destroying than lack of knowledge. I would rather remain, it be somebody I have no idea who it is. Mm-hmm. And let God deal with that. Mm-hmm. But I know it was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit a while back that it all happened during the time that when I used to dispose of my sanitary towels, I'm really sorry, I would throw them outside in the rubbish bin. I wouldn't burn them. So that was where they got access to me. The access was in the disposing of something that was extremely physically attached to me. And that's why I think it was so powerful.
So, oh my God. So there's a lesson here, clearly, for our sisters and for our daughters and possibly even for our mothers on how we handle those things that are probably very sacred to your being. But anyhow, Father Joseph.
You mentioned, Father Brian, was it somebody that she rejected?
Yeah.
And the idea is, this is my own theory, that if she rejected this guy, he was going to say to her, okay, she's not going to have anybody else if it cannot be me. So that's the other side of it. That's how evil it is.
Yeah.
In other words, it completely blocks the woman from, it takes her freedom away.
When we come back after the break, I would like us to focus, because this is like a failed love relationship. We've got somebody who's trying to force people, you should love me, when I'm saying, I can't love you, you know, and you're like saying, you have to love me, and you're going to love me whether you like it or not. Now, is that love? I don't know. But anyway, let's take the break, and I'm really having chills under my spine right now. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. The time is exactly 16:30, and we're changing gears with myself, Father Brian, and Father Joseph. Do not touch that down.